don't know, the name of our youth ministry here at church is called Cause Youth. And the idea behind that name is that we are living our life for the cause of Christ, which is the gospel, which is to see people be saved. And we have our mission statement, which is, life-changing life. And the idea behind that is that we have had our lives changed by Jesus, by the gospel, and so we want to live our life in a way that can help bring about that change for others. And that's kind of the reason behind everything that we do. And so when we have different fun events or worship services or retreats, that's to bring about opportunities for people to get to know each other and to hear about Jesus and to grow in their faith and just have a good time together, because we all know that fun goes a long way in having teenagers be involved and engaged in things like youth. And so for me, as the youth pastor here at the church, which it's almost been 8 years now, which is pretty sweet. The best thing about that is that now everyone in youth has only had me as a youth pastor, so they have like no idea if I'm good or I'm bad or anything. They're just like, this is just what it is. And so they're stuck with that. And so, but as a youth pastor, I get to see a lot of cool things. I get to see students starting high school for the first time. I had a couple students actually FaceTime me on their first day of high school, saying, like, look how long this line is. We don't know where we're going. We have no idea what's going on. And I was kind of laughing at them. Like, we're so tired. Oh, it's so much walking. It's like, oh, yeah. And I'm looking at the person who it was right now, but they don't know. So you get to see them starting high school. You get to see them awkwardly flirt with each other at youth. It's pretty good times, and we get to have a good laugh about it later. And I get to see them get their first jobs. I get to see them grow in their faith in things like retreats and or even at youth, or and just as years go by, one of the most amazing things about being able to be here for a while is that you get to see, like, I remember when you were like in grade 8. And now you're like in grade 12, and you get to see the growth that's happened through there. You get to see them getting their license, which sometimes is scary because they're on the road. You get to see them figuring out what they want to do for a career, what they want to do with their life, which is awesome. And then you get to see them graduate high school. And so our goal for our youth ministry is when each person finishes high school, the three things, that they A, love Jesus, they B, own their faith, so it's not their parents' faith, but it's their faith. And then see that they serve the church. So they'd serve the church in some capacity. But the big thing that I want to get across this morning is that, I jumped the gun. The big thing I want to get across this morning is that youth are not just the future of the church, but they're the church now. Youth are not just the future of the church, not just the people who are going to be, you know, in years down the line, they can make an impact or make a, you know, an investment in the church, but they are the church now. In 1 Timothy 4:12, it's a pretty famous verse, especially for young people. It says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, and in faith, and in purity. And this is a letter that was written to Timothy. And Timothy was a result of a mixed marriage and didn't really fit in anywhere, especially at that time. At that time, like being from a mixed marriage was a pretty uncommon thing in a sense of the church especially. And so the fact that he was involved in leadership was a pretty big deal. He was most likely saved on Paul's first missionary tour and was pretty young. And then was young, but Paul trusted him with lots. So Paul saw the impact that he could make and wanted to see him make that impact. And so he put him in positions where he could have an impact, where he could learn, where he could grow, and where he could serve. And so when Paul's writing this, he's saying, hey, Timothy, I know that you're young, but don't let that stop you. Don't let the fact that you're young stop you from setting an example, from being Jesus to people who maybe weren't able to see him, or to be able to impact people or teach people that might not know. And so Timothy played a huge role in the early church, played a huge role in the early church. And I think sometimes we can get focused, like I was saying before, on the idea that young people are the future of the church. And that's kind of where we sometimes end it. They're the future of the church. Like we have to, you know, they're important because they're the future of the church. But like I said, Youth are not just the future of the church, of the church now. It's not just, hey, in 30 years, they're going to be the ones making all the decisions. They're going to be the ones, you know, on the board or whatever. But they are the church right now. Because I think when we think that way, it discounts the fact that young people can have an impact and serve and grow and be a part of the church right now. And our youth, honestly, are amazing. They are so amazing. Young people sometimes get a bad reputation for things that they do or say, or that they're this or that they're that, but our youth are amazing, and they serve in so many different ways. So many different ways. They serve in kids' church. They serve in VBS. They serve on our welcome team. They serve when it's time that we're setting up for events and all those sort of things. A lot of times they're the ones who are setting up the tables and the chairs in advance. They are honestly amazing, and they do a lot because they are part of this church. And that's one of the things we try to get across, is that it's not just, youth is not just a social club that is separate from the church, but it is a part of the bigger body that is the church. So when I think about the idea of welcome home and the idea of let's find a place that like our church is home for people. Let's for people to find a place that they can be at home. And I think that this is an awesome way, even for our students, for our youth, to be able to be reminded that this is their church. That it's not just that this is their, you know, this is their youth group, but this is their church. And not just in the future, but their church right now. Now, they wouldn't feel like, okay, like it's my parents' church because they're the ones that wake me up on Sunday morning, get me out of bed and say, you got to go. Oh, but I'm tired. They wouldn't feel like, okay, this is my parents' church because, you know, sometimes they drag me here, or sometimes they sign me up to volunteer. I didn't even know about it, or because they want me out of the house in the summertime. But that it would be their church. And now, obviously, I can't do this alone. I can't manage all these students by myself. That would be utter chaos, I promise you. And so we have a team of amazing, amazing leaders who help us out each and every week. And when I say amazing, like I really, really mean amazing. These are people who give up their Fridays every week, their Friday nights, to come and to serve. These are people who give up multiple weekends away to go to things like our fall retreat, winter retreat, History Maker, sometimes even a week-long camp in the summer, and they give up their weekends. And a lot of times they'll even book off work, so they'll give up a chance to make money to go and make no money but be exhausted when they come home and then go to work again on Monday. And on average, I did some quick math, on average these leaders serve approximately 300 hours a year. Between youth nights, retreats, fundraisers, leadership retreats, leadership meetings, which is a long time. That's almost 8 weeks of a full-time job, which is amazing that they serve in this way. And so I really, really mean amazing. And that doesn't even include all the other stuff they do on the side, like messaging or texting youth outside of youth, or going out for coffee, or you know, playing video games online with them, that kind of stuff. And so they really, really are amazing. And so I thought it would be awesome if I would invite a few of them, this is not all of our leaders, but a few of them to come up and just ask them a few questions about what it's like being a youth leader and why they do it and that sort of thing. And so I'm going to invite you guys to come up, and some of them are pretty nervous and some of them are pretty excited, and then some of them are right in the middle. And so they're going to come on up, and we're going to ask them a few questions, put them on the spot, grill them, make them real nervous. Are you guys all going to fit on the couch? Nice. Nicole, does this remind you of Four on a Couch?
I hate that
couch. That's a little inside joke because we play this game sometimes called Four on a Couch, and I constantly live inside Nicole's head in that game, so she doesn't like it. But we got the mic perfect. So I thought at first if we asked, why don't you say your name and how long you've been a youth leader for?
Right, I'm Eli, and I've been a youth leader for 3 years now.
I'm Nicole. I've been a youth leader for 8 years.
My name's Maddie, and I've been a youth leader for 4 months.
My name is Victor, and I've been a youth leader for just under a year.
Just under a year. Awesome. You can hold on to that, Victor. I got one, so you're good. I tried to get a pretty good, our youth leadership team is awesome because we have a mix and a balance of how long they've been leader for. And so like Victor for a year, Maddie 4 months, Nicole 8 years, which like she actually started like a little before me. So she's been here that whole time, which is amazing. And then Eli for 3 years. And what's cool is that all of them except Nicole were in youth when I first got here, which is pretty cool to see them do this now. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So yeah, they did know. So they actually know if I'm bad. So they just I tell them not to say anything. The second thing I want to ask you guys is describe your time in youth. Like, what was youth like for you back in the day, Victor, when you were in youth?
Okay. You know, youth was a good Friday night. You know, I had a lot of memories, and you know. Obviously, building my relationship with God was pretty sick, and you know, I'm continuing. So yeah.
My experience in youth was great. I was in a lot of sports though, so it was hard to be committed. But Christian over the years was so consistent, and just being like, it's a choice, and like you can do both. So it got to a point where like I was like, this is so important, so that's why like I kept coming to youth. Just a really relationship with God is just so important, so that Friday night was just so beneficial just to go there and be led by incredible leaders.
Oh man, I loved Friday night. Growing up like in high school and elementary school, I like had friend issues, and so being at our youth group was really great. I got to build relationships with a lot of people, and then got to know the Lord and got to build a relationship with him. And so, yeah, I loved it. I didn't really go through stages where I wasn't there. I always look forward to it, and yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I was kind of the same. I always enjoyed my Friday nights, and I always liked it because it's such a welcoming environment at youth that I don't know, you could actually really be yourself there compared to like high school, and you're just trying to always hide behind a mask there. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Maddie, I like how nicely you put that. What she really means is that I constantly would bug her if she was not there. And I would say, where were you? Where were you? Where were you? So thank you for putting it so nicely. What made you want to be a leader? So when you finished like high school and you were kind of done with your youth years, like what made you want to be a leader?
Well, I'm about to steal Nicole's answer. I mean, it was mine too, but I got to go first. So, but it was definitely the other leaders that I had, including Nicole. I had such amazing people to help support me and all that, that it made me want to do the same and build relationships with the kids and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I had some awesome youth leaders. I think it was just like not even just like the youth nights, but also the effort that certain people made in my life, like outside of youth. And like if it was my birthday or I had like skating competition, whatever, that person was always there. They were always willing to come out of, make time out of their day to come and spend time with me. And so that made a big impact on my life. So being able to be that person now in some of our youth lives is like really important, and being able to like go to their sporting events or pick them up after school and take them out. Like, it's just, you get to build a good connection with them, and I love it.
I can probably say, like, I definitely wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my leaders. For, like, my path would have been somewhere else and probably not the greatest. So just seeing what I've been through and just some of what the other youth have gone through, I think it's so important just to have leaders that have gone through things and that can relate and just walk through other people's lives. So I just want to give back to that kind of.
For me, after I grew out of youth, I didn't become a leader right away. I took a few years off, I guess, or a couple years off. And out of the blue, Christian messaged me and he's just like, hey, we got to talk. Then we talk, and then another time, hey, we got to talk. And, you know, he really kind of pushed me to be a youth leader, and it's something that, you know, I've always wanted to do growing up when I was in youth. And it all worked out, and I love it, so.
Yeah, I had Victor just like, you know, on the rise coming up here. And so, thank you guys for sharing that. What would you say is the best part about being a leader? What do you enjoy the most?
It's building relationships with everybody in the youth. And, you know, over the past, like, 8-10 months, I've been a youth leader. You know, seeing them grow in their relationship with God has been something that's pretty cool to see, you know, whether we're going to retreats and they're, like, you know, seeing kids who don't normally speak out. And that's obviously a pretty good thing to see.
Yeah, I'm pretty new, but I think the best part is just, like, they have so much energy, and I'm, like, kind of shy sometimes. So they teach me how to just be fun and outgoing. But also their stories, what they're going through, either good or bad, like, is so motivational just for, like, even my faith. And, like, there's so much hope, and God just transforms in such different ways.
My favorite part. Oh, man, there's so many things. I'm going to say probably being able to see some of the youth become leaders. I think one of my favorite weekends is going to MORE, which is like a student leadership conference, and being able to see some of our students, like Eli, just like be a student and then come and be like a youth leader is like really cool. And then honestly, this youth is just like a family. I love our family. I love Friday nights, like, we get to see them every week, and I get to know how their week was, whether it was good or bad, and we can talk through things, and yet they call us throughout the week if things happen, so I love that it's literally just a big family.
Yeah, once again, for me, it'd be the community. It's just, when somebody shows up, too, there's so much excitement for them, and it's, well, yeah, just all around good environment to be able to open up, share, and or just relax too, like, after a rough week or whatever at school, you can tell that they can be at, like, ease there.
So in case you haven't noticed, there's a theme here. There's people pouring into other people's lives. It's being invested in others. It's caring for others. It's actually, like, doing life together. And that pours into our youth, and it comes out of that. And like Christian was saying earlier this morning, that they are the church, and we are the church. And that should be happening every ministry, every group, everything we do. That should be a part of it. And it's clearly happening. It's the same with our life groups, like we talked about last week. When you're doing life together, you're pouring into others, and they're pouring into you. It's not just one way, it's both ways. And as you can see, these leaders that have gone through each different things in their life, yeah, they're in their 20s, but they're going through all these different things in their lives that they can pour into others. And actually, they have a fantastic perspective that you can get from them, because times are changing, people, and you got to be on top of that. And I really appreciate all our youth and our youth leaders and their perspective. We have, you know, a lot of young people on staff as well, and that really helps me in my perspective, because we can all be, like, it was better back in my day, when things were simple and the Lord really moved. Well, I'm here to tell you, the Lord's still moving. And he's moving in their lives. As you can see, they're sitting right here. And he's moving in all your lives. But you just have to recognize it. And the way to recognize that is getting involved. Getting involved with the group and also pouring into other people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I think it's pretty special, like Nicole was saying, to see. For me, that's one of my favorite things, too, is to be able to see, you know, people like when Victor, you were like in grade 8 when I first met you, and Maddie, you weren't even in youth yet, and Eli, you were like right there with Victor, too, and so Nicole, you were already, you're the veteran, yeah, you were already a leader, but it's pretty special to look back and see and wow, like the growth that happens, and to see it like repeating itself is pretty special. So I love that as well. Last thing is, it's been all like best part. What made you want to do it? What's the hardest part? What's the hardest part of being a leader?
Definitely, like when you're talking to some of the kids and they're going through something really tough, and you're kind of can't do anything but just to sit there and listen and. It weighs on your heart because you want to try to do something, but like you can only pray and hope for the best. And then the other one is like when they're telling you, or you can see what they're doing and what's going on, and you're like, oh, I did that. That's not a good idea.
Like,
And I was going to say it's similar things. The hardest part is being able to, I think, sit with the students and when they talk to you about things. Even just, like, looking back when I was their age, like, they're going through things that, like, I didn't have to go through. They're struggling with things that, like, weren't issues in my life. And so it's hard to see them go through things. My other thing is just, like, energy. These kids have so much energy, and sometimes I need to have some coffee. We all get coffee before we go. That's why you're usually 5 minutes late. But yeah.
I think just starting new, I think it's just learning how to be consistent in their lives. So that's just, I think it's just a struggle that any new leader, I think, would go through, is just kind of really getting to know, like, how to be, like, real. Like, they're only, like, for me, like, 3 years younger than me. So, like, they're friends. So just getting to know them and just being real and just having good conversations has probably just been a little hard, but I'm still new.
For me, it's probably, you know, also consistency and what Eli said. And, I'm also a new leader, too. So, you know, that's kind of the struggle between, like, you know, when I was in the youth, you know, responsibility was, didn't really have much. But as a leader, you know, I got to learn to, like, kind of just be there for the kids. And as a youth, you know, I'd be there, but it's, I have to just be more pushy and pushy, I guess, as a youth leader. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to say that when it comes to youth pastors across the province and as far as I'm concerned across the country, Pastor Christian is probably the best youth pastor you could ever have. But I don't tell him too much because he gets a swelled head and gets all, you know.
I'll give you the $20 later for saying that.
I made the best shot in the world. Nobody else can do it. But, I, you know, really, and I know some of his friends, and you don't want them here. I'm kidding. But we love him, and he's been so fantastic with how he cares about the kids, and he gets them. He really gets them, which is awesome because that helps me understand what's going on in this world today. But I'm very thankful for him. He's a great addition. He's been here 8 years, you said?
Yeah,
a long time. And that's unheard of. It's 24 months for most youth pastors. But I believe that's because he has an incredible boss. But that's a whole other conversation we can get into. But I want to thank him and just show some appreciation. You already clapped, but I do love him, and he's a great guy. So we're very lucky. And everybody, all these other churches do try to steal him. They call him up. They want to offer him all the bells and whistles, but they can't offer him what we have. That's me. But other than that. Anyways, we love you, Christian. You're a good guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So thank you guys for sharing. And like I said, we do have more than just them. We have about a team of about 10 to 12 of us that come each week and serve and help. And they are awesome. If you remember, Caleb Block last year was interning with us, and one of the things that he would ask me is, like, how do you, and now he's youth pastoring in Richmond, but he would be like, how do you have, like, such amazing leaders? Like, how do you do that? And I said, I don't know. I just got lucky, I guess. But they really are awesome, and so thank you and others for all that you do. Pastor Mark said, life expectancy, that sounds so bad. The average stay, of a youth pastor is fairly short. And so what's pretty cool to me is we have multiple leaders who have stayed and been a youth leader, some even longer than I've been here, which is, like, super, super rare and super awesome. And so we are pretty lucky to have you all with us. And so thank you so much for all that you do and all other youth leaders for all that you do, because you guys are really, really special and appreciative of all you.
Let's give them a hand. I just want to know if Caleb Owens was in the house, because just for the record, all of our interns get hired at the end of their graduation year, so don't screw it up, okay? We got a good record going.
It's true. So you might be thinking, okay, you maybe you were curious about what youth looks like, what the leaders do, and so now you know, but maybe you're curious, okay, like what can I, you know, how does that affect me? What can I do? And there's a few things that you can do to support us. And number one, as cliche as it sounds, but we covet your prayers. If you would pray for myself, pray for the leaders, pray for the students, you might not even know their names, and that's okay. But we really would appreciate your prayers. Like some of the leaders were saying, it's some tough stuff that kids are walking through. And so we really do appreciate your prayers. Number two is, this is a shameless plug, but if you have kids or grandkids or you know people who are of youth age, you can tell them to come. We'd love to meet them. Like Eli said, it's a pretty big deal of it, and it's a big, like, when someone walks in, we yell and, you know, oh, hey, they're here. Like, Shay. We always yell at Shay. We always give them a hard time, but it's in the way that they know that we actually love them.
We'll do that next Sunday for all you new folk, will
we? Yeah, for sure. Just call their name as they come in. Number three is encourage our leaders. Like, let them know, hey, like, I might not know you, but like, I thank you for investing in the next generation and being a part of what the church is going to look like down the road. So you can encourage our leaders. And then lastly, you can continue supporting us like you always do. And I have to say, this church has always been amazing in supporting our youth through different fundraisers or events or whatever it may be. And so you can continue doing that because it really, really makes a big difference in the lives of students and in the church as a whole. And so thank you so much for doing that. And yeah, that's how you can help. And if you want to know more, how can I help, or what are the different things I can do, you can come find me after the service, and I would love to share that with you. But I'm going to close in prayer, and then we can go about our week and enjoy this beautiful weather we have out there. So God, thank you so much for the church. God, we thank you that we know that youth are not just the future of the church, but they are the church right now. And we thank you how this church always supports and uplifts and encourages the next generation. God, I pray that as we continue to do that, that you would just continue to give us wisdom on how to best serve and how to best lead and how to best love on all the students that come through our doors. God, be with myself and all our leaders as we walk through what it looks like to be your hands and feet in the lives of these students, God. Would you just continue to give us strength, and if when we're tired, just give us encouragement and give us energy. And God, we're just so thankful for all of our leaders and all that they do. Would you bless them for all the effort and impact that they have in the lives of our students? God, we love you. Give us a great week as we go, and we ask this in your name. Amen.